Hello, Houston, and welcome in on the 5th of July alongside Smitty and Trap, Wade Smith, Travis Johnson. I'm Jeremy Branham. Happy to have you with us on this Friday. What's going on, guys? How was your 4th?
Man, the 4th was a lovely experience, man. You know, messing around and barbecued a little bit on the grill, you know, on the smoker, not the grill, on the smoker. Had some Eckrich sausage. We talked about that the other day on In the Loop with Landry.
I'm a Hilgi guy.
So, but the Eckrich sausage, had some hot dogs, some burgers, you know what I mean? And then watched Stranger Things 3 on Netflix. It came out yesterday. We woke up, my wife and I woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning just cause. We starting to get like old folks where you wake up super early for no reason when you don't have to. And then we knew that it was on, so we just started watching. We watched the whole season in one day.
You weren't posting your brisket and your pork stomach on Instagram like Trap was.
Nah, because see, Trap put up some less legit stuff. If you got pork bellies and stuff like that, you post that. You don't post hot dogs and hamburgers. You don't post that.
Well, you can.
You can, but I'm not about that life, bro. If I'm gonna post something, it's gonna be some ribs. It's gonna be some chicken or something that's gonna be like make people jealous a little bit.
The other day my nieces was like, "Oh, you gonna make us some pork belly?" I'm like, "Nah, I hadn't made it for them in a while." And so I went over there. I went and put it together and made it. And I mean, that was about it. That was easy. I put that on at 9 o'clock. I smoked a cigar, drank a bottle of wine, and relaxed the rest of the day. I mean, my body felt horrible yesterday, man.
I like how casually you dropped that. You just, you know, I had me a cigar and then drank me a bottle of wine. Drunk me a bottle of wine.
He's munching on some pork belly.
Oh, really?
Not
a bad day. I mean, it started early. Like, I didn't really, and that was the last thing I drunk. That's the crazy part. Like, when I think about it, like, normally I enjoy getting, like, hammered on 4th of July.
Because it's basically sanctioned. On 4th of July, it's sanctioned to just go out and wild out and have a good time.
Especially after retirement. Like, I like to get, and normally I have a party, but I didn't have a party this year. And then not only that, I stopped drinking. After I had the bottle, I think I had the bottle and I had like two glasses. I mean, maybe like 2-3 beers. And by noon, I was done. And I was just like, all right, well.
I don't know about that.
I feel horrible.
I don't know about that mix, bro. Some a bottle of wine and then you backdoor that with some beer.
Because it started to get hot. So I needed some refreshment.
Need some refreshment.
Wine before beer, you're in the clear.
Is that what it is?
I don't think so. I just made that up.
No, okay, it's liquor.
It sounded legit, though. I never heard that, but it sounded legit.
Before beer, yeah, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, you've never been sick.
Yeah. What about wine? I think you throw wine in the mix.
I can actually do
wine. Actually sounds better than liquor before beer.
I can move them. They're interchangeable for me. It's not a problem.
He's a professional drinker, though, so yeah. It's a little different.
Versatility, it's the name of the game.
No question.
You know one guy who I feel had a selfish July 4th?
Who was that?
Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is most selfish athlete I've seen in a long time.
He's being Kawhi.
He's being selfish is what he's doing.
How is this man selfish?
If it means he's being Kawhi, it means that he's being selfish. Think about it. He's holding three franchises hostage right now. The Raptors, the Lakers, and the Clippers. All of those teams are just waiting for the shooter to drop on Kawhi Leonard. And they've put the pause button on their entire franchises waiting on this man to make a decision. Everybody else has already made a decision. Teams have already signed all these free agents, and here you have Kawhi Leonard doing who knows what, forcing all these teams to wait on him. It hurts the team that he could sign with because they can't make other moves surrounding Kawhi Leonard. It cripples who he doesn't go to because they've missed out on most free agents. If the Lakers don't get Kawhi Leonard, what's left out there? Danny Green, DeMarcus Cousins? What happens if the Clippers miss out on him? The Clippers have been building up for Kawhi Leonard for like 3 years. And Kawhi's just holding them hostage. They can't do anything with their franchise. Same thing with the defending champion Raptors. The Raptors are just waiting for Kawhi Leonard. All of these teams are being held hostage by Kawhi, who's acting like a selfish diva right now. Just
Wait a minute.
Kawhi is probably sitting on a beach somewhere. Like, I never told y'all I'd make a decision by right now.
Exactly. Like,
because he's like, I make a decision when I make a decision.
But he's hurting his team that he eventually signs with because they can't make moves around his signing, And then he's also screwing over the two other teams he's not signing.
He did not tell anybody to wait for me. All he's doing right now is enjoying the victory, the spoils of his victory. He messed around and won a championship.
He out here like,
and now he's just minding his business doing. Yeah, he's doing his victory lap right now. You can't be mad at him because everybody else decided to put everything on pause.
I am mad at him. I think he's acting selfish.
You can get mad at somebody like DeAndre Jordan that said, I'm coming to your organization, Dallas Mavericks, and then messed around.
I can be mad at both of them.
Nah, you can't get mad at Kawhi because Kawhi hasn't said a word. He hasn't said a word. There's no timeline. There's nothing.
Does that not make you mad whenever you're trying to have a conversation with somebody and they don't say a word? Sometimes that's more aggravating than anything else.
That sounds like something that, you know, a conversation with your wife, you're upset because she won't talk to you or something like that. But when it's Kawhi Leonard, everybody knows he doesn't talk. Nobody knows. There's no tip in his hand or anything like that. Anybody that's speculating where he's going to go, it's just speculation. It's conjecture. Nobody knows these things. And if an organization decides to wait on Kawhi, that's on the organization. It's not on Kawhi. Kawhi had nothing to do with that. He didn't reach out to these organizations and say, hey, man, I'm going to let y'all know on July 3rd, which was 3 days ago or 2 days ago, I'm going to let y'all know on July 3rd what my decision is. And then he's got them waiting because he went past the deadline that he said. He has not said a word, so you can't be mad at Kawhi at all.
Well, the reason that he's acting selfish, why can't you sign whenever every other big-name free agent signs, then go lay on the beach, and then take your victory lap, and then also help out the team that you're signing because then they know how they can build a team around you. I have no problem with him taking a victory lap. I have no problem him sitting on a beach. But make your decision so the team that you eventually sign with can build out the rest of their roster. That's why Kawhi is being selfish in this whole regard. And you even mentioned it. That's like a conversation you have with your wife when your wife is not telling you how she feels. You heard it here first. Kawhi Leonard's acting like a wife that you're arguing with who's not speaking to you in a very important time when you're trying to build out your relationship or your organization. Kawhi Leonard should have made a decision already for the sake of the team he signs with. And for the sake of two other organizations that don't get him, so they know how to operate without him.
So you want Kawhi to do what everybody else does? That's what
you're saying. I want Kawhi Leonard to have some respect for these teams.
You want him to follow a set of rules that aren't in place. He's a free agent. There is no deadline for a free agent to sign a contract. Is that correct or incorrect? So you want him to make a decision that's going to affect the rest of his life, his family's life, on your timeline and not on his timeline.
The rest of his life, he could sign a one-year deal. That's not going to affect the rest of his life.
It will affect
if he wins the title.
Ever heard of the butterfly effect? Whatever decision you make today is going to affect what happens for the rest of your life.
Okay.
I think that's a true statement. And the same thing is going to go for Kawhi. You can't rush that man just because you want him to sign so that you can have something to talk about on the air. Like, okay, he's with the Lakers now. So how does that affect the Rockets? Because that's what it comes down to, the bottom line.
You're saying I have selfish reasons for all this?
You nervous because you worried that Kawhi is going to go somewhere in the West. Is that not the truth or untrue?
I'm not nervous. It doesn't strike fear in my heart.
It should.
No, I mean, from a Rockets perspective, if I insert myself into somebody in that organization, then yes, I do not want Kawhi Leonard to go to L.A., and I would prefer to him to go to the Clippers rather than the Lakers, because if he signs with the Lakers, then it's game over. I don't have individual fear in my life if Kawhi Leonard signs in L.A., though. It's not that big of a deal. But from a Rockets perspective, sure, it'd be better if he goes to Toronto. And I don't like how you imply that I had my own selfish reasons of wanting Kawhi Leonard to sign right now so we could talk about it on this July 5th edition of Mad Radio.
That's exactly why you had him. Why you had
Trap has
you're
different,
flipping the switch on
Trap has different reasons why he wants him to sign.
I want to be like, Kawhi is on the way. I'm waiting on Kawhi to come to L.A. And I'm not talking about them Clippers. I'm talking about the purple and gold. The Lake Show. Showtime, baby. Listen, man, I'm not in a rush. I'm anxious, and I'm antsy. You know,
I sound like genuine right now.
Yeah, I'm so anxious. Meet me at 6:30. Hey, I'm hoping I'm just tired. I am tired of waiting. As a fan, I'm tired of waiting. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, as long as he comes to us, I don't care. I don't care how long we gotta wait.
You know why?
Now, what if you're scored? What if he signs with the Clippers? What's the feeling then if he signs with the Clippers? Well, then do you agree with me that Kawhi was being selfish this whole way and held your organization hostage?
Because he still came home. It'd be all right.
Okay, Toronto.
And if you go back to right now, I'm gonna tell you the timetable to me feels like Toronto. The timetable to me feels like he's trying to leave Toronto, but he just can't. Like he's stuck. Like right now, he's in that sunken place. And they throwing so much stuff at him. Like, they got the billionaire that's willing to buy you a $4 million condo that he's going to pay for and stay there, which is all against the CBA rules. But They don't care. I mean, I would still go home. But I think he to him, he looks at it as, I don't want people to start talking about me the way they did KD.
You think you really think Kawhi Leonard cares about what anybody else thinks?
I think he is the one person in the NBA that I can say for certainty that
he don't give a damn. He don't give a damn what nobody else is. And that's why he's not being selfish. He's like, I'm not tripping off of what timelines y'all set for me and when y'all think I should sign and all the type stuff. He's honestly, his agent probably doesn't even know where he's going to sign yet. Not, Kawhi doesn't talk.
Not giving a darn, though, means that he's selfish in its own. Like, not caring about anybody else means that it's selfish.
I'm going to have to disagree with that, man. You mean you telling me he's selfish because he doesn't care about what the powers that be or the people around him besides the people in his inner circle thinks?
Sure. If I didn't care what you guys wanted to talk about on the show and I just went 100% what I wanted to do, that's selfish. That's what Kawhi Leonard's doing. He's doing 100% what he wants to do and is not thinking about
it. It's not selfish because we can adjust any situation. We can talk about anything, JB. It don't even matter.
Ain't that life as a grown-up? I'm going to do what I want to do.
To an extent, you still have bosses to answer to. You still have bills to pay.
You have no boss.
He's a free agent. He has no boss. He only has workers.
Okay.
He has his agent that works for him. He has his people, whoever on his team. He is the boss.
There
right
is
now.
No boss.
He's going to decide to work under somebody else right now.
That's a great position to be in. Because he is his own boss for a moment, he's going to hurt three franchises while he waits.
Whatever franchise he goes to is going to win a championship, so he's not hurting that franchise. He might hurt a couple other franchises. He might hurt how many franchises are in the NBA? 30. He's going to hurt 29 other franchises because wherever he goes, I think they're going to end up winning a championship next year. So that's who he's going to hurt. But besides that, the team he goes to, they're going to be nothing but cheers and smiles and high fives and handshakes.
High fives, handshakes, and ha-ha kikis.
Here's the latest smoke on Kawhi Leonard. Chris Carter, who has some connections with Kawhi, says, I think Kawhi is going to make an announcement on Friday. As of yesterday, July 4th at 6 p.m., no team had an edge. Chris Broussard, take that for a grain of salt. Raptors had strong meeting yesterday. Drake heavily involved. Talked of having Kawhi involved with his OVO record label.
What?
Kawhi in deep soul searching wants Lakers, but wants to make sure Big Three will fit. Clippers are out. It's between Lakers and Raptors, very close. Jalen Rose, by the way, says that he predicts a 2-year deal with the Raptors, 99% sure that he stays. Maybe Kawhi Leonard will make a decision before 10 o'clock today when we go off the air. We'll give you all of the latest if a decision goes down, but I doubt it because Kawhi's being selfish. Coming up next, Texans running backs. Are they underrated? We discuss next. It's Mad Radio with Smitty and Trap on Sports Radio 610.